أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو ترى إذ فزعوا فلا فوت وأخذوا من مكان قريب وقالوا آمنا به وأنى لهم التناوش من مكان بعيد وقد كفروا به من قبل ويقذفون بالغيب من مكان بعيد وحيل بينهم وبين ما يشتهون كما فعل بأشياعهم من قبل إنهم كانوا في شك مريب. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to advise the people of Makkah on one thing, and that is they should sit alone or in pairs, in groups, and they should ponder about our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in their midst. They had observed the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prior to his nubuwat, and they were very satisfied that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a person of integrity, honesty, truthfulness. Then it was never possible that after nubuwat this could have changed, and hence in that way they could have been guided towards accepting this deen of Islam. In these ayat that are the concluding ayat of Surah Saba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the condition of the people who had not brought iman, and the condition on the day of Qiyamah more especially. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ فَزِعُوا فَلَا فَوْتْ وَأُخِذُوا مِن مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ. If only you would see when they are terrified, that condition of being terrified, that condition of being in fear, could either be at the time of maut, when the angel of death comes to a person, then fala faut, there is absolutely no escape for any individual whatsoever. At that time a man can never escape death in itself, and also this condition could refer to the day of Qiyamah, when one sees the horror of the day of Qiyamah, especially not being in a condition of iman, never believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never believing in the day of Qiyamah. Obviously a person will be terrified, and obviously worse than that will be that one cannot escape. وَأُخِذُوا مِن مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ, and they will be seized from a very near place. And this actually refers to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have seized a person at any time, but especially at the time of death and in the hereafter, one can never escape. In other words, the target is right at hand. وَقَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ. At that time, unfortunately, iman is not accepted. When one is in the throes of death and now the ruh is leaving, one begins to see certain aspects of the hereafter, the angels, etc., then obviously from that point onwards, one's iman, one's tawbah is not acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will say, amanna bi, that we believe in this, we believe in Allah, we believe in the day of Qiyamah, but what had happened actually was the time of iman is not there. The time of iman is in this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this, and Allah says, وَأَنَّا لَهُمُ التَّنَاوُشُ مِن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. The reality is this, that now their hand cannot reach to such a far place. Two interpretations really. One is this, that the place of iman was this dunya, and now they want to bring it into their hands. Their hands will never be able to reach it because that time had passed. Now it is another realm. And another meaning could also be that it was far-fetched from their hearts even at that time, that they would have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat, iman in Islam is actually iman bil ghaib, and iman bil ghaib means to believe in the unseen. And now that is very far from their hearts. It is now because of their distressful condition, they are now in the state of being terrified, so that iman is still very far from their hearts, and hence they will never be able to bring iman even at that point and at that time. So I think here for us is a very, very important lesson that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about. Although Allah is discussing those who had never brought iman, but let us also create situations, create within ourselves, in our lifestyles, such moments where we can really strengthen our iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The quality of our iman and this whole realization of akhirat comes into our hearts. وَقَدْ كَفَرُوا بِهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the reality is this, that they disbelieved before this. وَيَقَذِفُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ مِنْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ And they had been throwing randomly on the target from a very far off place. Like how when a person tries to shoot in the dark is used in English, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this term that they were يَقْذِفُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ That they are now shooting in the dark and they are trying to reach their target. And number two is the place also where the target is very far off. In other words, they are taking a long shot and that is not acceptable by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَحِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ كَمَا فُعِلَ بِأَشْيَاعِهِمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that between them and what they desired, a ha'il, an impediment is created, a barrier is created, and what they desire is now success at that late moment, and that success is never ever going to come. That is insofar as the hereafter is concerned. In this world, a disbeliever was involved in this material world, then also there is a barrier between him and his desires of acquisition of everything in this world, the comfort, the ease and the peace, that also there is a barrier. At the time of maut, the desire is never to leave this world. There's a barrier between a person and the desires. In the hereafter, the desire for them will be to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then also there is a barrier. There's a desire to enjoy the ni'mats of the hereafter. Then also there's a barrier. In other words, there's a total loss in every aspect of a person. كَمَا فُعِلَ بِأَشْيَاعِهِمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ And this had been done to the people before also. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا فِي شَكِّ مُرِيبٍ Certainly, they were in a doubt at all times, and a very great doubt with regards to this deen of Allah, with regards to this kitab of Allah, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every aspect of deen. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala terminates the surah with these very, very profound ayat that will really penetrate the heart of an individual, that when one reads it, one will realize that this is the time for amal and this is the time for iman. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.